Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
I let y'all have a long weekend, haters. Back to the fucking building. That's right. K100 Internet Radio, man, you dig? Bitches! Back! We read all that!
Cause Blizz said so, nigga.
I only gave you niggas a small break, and some of you got beside your fucking self already.
Motherfucker, take over, nigga. Get with it.
Damn it, man. Kill yourself. We don't want to work on the holiday either. We the bosses, bitch. That's why we wasn't on yesterday. The fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, but call us. Man, y'all call up and tell us how much y'all missed us. We'll really know. Because we might do the next holiday, nigga.
We might.
Yeah.
We might. It all depends on how much y'all missed us. If y'all say y'all missed us for Mashing Motherfucker Monday, I guess maybe we might bring it back.
Shout out. I know you love me.
Welcome to K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzman. I got my co-host with me, P-Rage Affiliated, you dig? You know what I'm saying? It's one of the most uncut and raw internet radio shows, basically any kind of radio show you ever going to hear. You feel me? And what we do is we go live every Monday through Thursday, 8 o'clock p.m., all right? And any other time, you can go ahead and log on to the site, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And listen to the show. Download the old episodes if you want to. If you can't come with us live, we run a two-hour show 4 days a week. All right? So we here now. You understand what I'm saying? The number to call in is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. We talk about all kinds of topics. We don't have any one specific lane we stay in. We cross all four lanes of the highway, baby. We riders. All right? You hear that? Because tonight we're going to be talking about something other than fucking.
Sort of know you love me.
Man. That's all they ever want to talk about on the show is fucking.
Get the stick game. Get the pussy game right.
That's all they ever want to hear. Every time. Those be our clunky shows. If we ain't talking about that,
hey,
it's like
what?
Our lines take forever to fill up until the conversation gets deep.
You know, they want to hear from some real niggas. Man. You know how we do it, bro, man. You know
well,
what
we going to keep it real. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to keep it 100. The name of the show is K100 Radio. That is short for K100. Keep it 100, okay?
A.K.A.
Ben Frank. Keep it Ben Frank. Look, we only got one rule, all right? Can you tell me what the rule is, P-Rage? I'm tired of talking to these motherfuckers.
Hey, it's simple, it's plain, and it's easy. When you call up here, no bullshit.
Do not be fake. It really ain't even that hard, man.
No bullshit.
You got to do anytime you call the show, all we ask is that you just don't be fake, all right? If you be fake, you're getting this. We're killing you, nigga, off top. Anybody come up here acting like they want to say the politically correct thing, or you a female and you trying to talk around the fact, you know, that you a woman and you don't want to sound like a hoe or blah, blah. You know what I'm saying, nigga? You call up and acting like you a thug and a gangster, but we know you ain't. We're killing you.
Yeah. Babe, 40, I know you're listening.
Right, the 40 cal. Okay?
I love you.
That's what you're getting. All right? Now, yesterday,
right,
on our Monday show, we normally have Mashing Motherfucker Monday. You understand? And that's what we let the callers call in and vent and tell us about all the bullshit that went on. And with it being a 3-day weekend, I know some niggas seen some real hot mess.
Woo!
Niggas was with their families. Niggas had get-togethers. Niggas had parties. I know y'all seen some mess. But yesterday, we let y'all have a holiday out. But keeping in, you know what I'm saying, tradition with the show, since we didn't have Mashing Motherfucker Monday.
Yeah.
If something really did get to you,
boy,
go ahead. When you call in today, we'll go ahead, 347-934-0966.
Boy.
If you really had some bullshit go down, I'm going to let you go ahead and mash a motherfucker. We can give him the three-piece and the biscuit.
Yeah!
Just like that. All right? Real quick. That's what that is.
Yeah!
All right? That's what they get. for mashing motherfucker Mondays. But since it's Tuesday, if it's really something fucked up, goddamn it, we'll go ahead and let it ride since we was off air yesterday. We'll make up for some lost time. All right, you dig? K100 Internet Radio, we already went through the rules and regulations. The one other thing that we need to run down at the beginning of the show that we always do is that this is a platform for independent artists. If you know anybody, that's rapping, singing, whatever kind, rock and roll, whatever genre of music, if they're independent and they want to get some shine, this is the place for them. We spin music, of course, on the show. This is a talk and an indie music show, so we spin a lot of songs. This is K100, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. You dig? You understand what I'm saying? And we 12 years strong. We got albums in the street. We artists and producers and our engineers and all kind of stuff over here. You understand what I'm saying? So we got love for the underground. So we're just trying to offer cats another platform to get their music spin, to get their music heard. All right?
Fuck with us.
So all you got to do is send your MP3 to K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100 radio, all one word, K100Radio@gmail.com.
Please.
Holler at us, man. You understand? We got a couple new submissions, and now all we got to do is set up the little interview with the artist, and we're going to be spending them this week, you understand, because what we do is we let the artists call in over the air, give them a little showtime, like 5 minutes, and let them run down who they are, what they're about, whatever, and then we spin their joint. And we probably going to ask some of y'all callers when y'all on the line, yo, you think that shit is hot or whatever, you know what I'm saying? They're going to get some real honest feedback from people who ain't biased, who don't know them, which is you, the listeners of K100. Okay, 347-934-0966. Now, before I go any further, since we did miss Mash the Motherfucker Monday, you sound like you had some hot messness.
Well, I don't even want to talk about that shit right now. It's so motherfucking hot, man. I wanna murk a bit. So I'm just gonna let that shit just summer down and wait the next Monday. But nigga, fuck Clay County. Please believe. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
Yeah. Clayton County, a bitch, man. If you know, we based out of Atlanta, Georgia. For those, I know it's a New York number, but that's just where the server at. But we based out of Atlanta. And I'm going to tell you one thing about South Side of Atlanta, Clayton County, boy, them motherfuckers hell. The police, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? The niggas over there living, man, this shit just, Clayton County's getting out of control, man.
Man, fuck them motherfuckers, man.
Clayton County getting out of
control. Fuck them.
What happened, man? Nick, some bullshit.
Man, them fucking police, man, look at us.
The police hell, man.
The motherfucker
you
mad.
You drive through Atlanta, man. You drive through Atlanta on the South Side, boy. I'm telling you. Hope you're legit. Hope you ain't dirty. That's all I can tell you about Clayton County. They raw. That's
boy.
It. You don't even want to talk about it?
Man, I don't even want to. Boy.
You sure? We can move on.
Hey, man, that nigga.
Just tell me one little thing that happened. What?
The motherfucker, actually, one of the officers getting mad, nigga. Because, nigga, you know, I like I tell motherfuckers, nigga, I done a lot of shit out here, nigga. I just ain't caught doing it. And, nigga, you probably ain't going to never motherfucking catch me. But don't get mad when you see a nigga legit now, man. Nigga, well, too many motherfucking hats in the city to be dealing with that bullshit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You got your motherfucking tool, nigga. I got one too, nigga. Don't be mad.
Oh, he's mad because you had the strap.
Yeah, nigga, talking about he don't want to get shot again. Oh, that shit.
He got shot and didn't die? Fuck! Yeah! I'm mashing that.
Man, them motherfuckers.
Oh, somebody missed shot him and he didn't die?
Man.
Yo, we hate the police over here. If you listening, fuck you, pig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clay County just fucked up some shit I had going on, man.
Right.
About 2 years, fuck the motherfuckers.
Right.
Yeah, fuck them.
Damn.
They really got my shit fucked up right now. So.
Damn.
Fuck Clayton County.
All right. Well, we mashing Clayton County. All right.
They
anybody else calling
shit.
In? We see our lines filling up. Oh, if you calling in on the line and you want to listen, you want to holler at us, you got to make sure you listen to the prompt and hit the number one. All right. The number is 347-934-0966 for all our internet listeners. We have a lot of internet listeners, but our callers. Sometimes they call in, they listen over their phone. If they don't have access to the internet, you can also do that and just listen to the show from your phone. But if you want to holler at us, man, you got to make sure you hit the number one, all right? So, P-Red just said he wanted to mash all the Clayton County for, you know, they must have done did some old bullshit to him. So, like I said, if you just not tuned into our show for the first time, we normally have mashing motherfucking Mondays where you call in an event and goddamn talk about the shit that's been getting on your fucking nerves. But we took the day off yesterday because goddamn it, we wanted to. We want to have a holiday like the rest of you motherfuckers. We ain't want to come to work. And damn it, we the boss. You don't like it. Fuck you. All right? But we took the day off yesterday. But we will let you go ahead and get some shit off your chest if you really want to today. We just goddamn transferred over today. This is the only time we'll do that. All right? So, now let's go ahead and get into the discussion.
Let's Talk about it, man. Let's talk about it.
All right, man. Everybody with the earshot, if you don't know me, if you just now, somebody gave you the card or whatever, and you just not hearing the K100, then you really don't know us. But like I said, we part of a bigger entity called Chainless Entertainment. It's a record label entertainment company. You understand what I'm saying? And what we do is we put albums out in the street. We artists, we producers in our own right and everything. You know what I'm saying? We got a label over here. We got our thing going on. We got albums in the street. We got two more dropping this summer, man. We've been doing it for a minute. Going hard since 1999. So this particular topic is kind of near and dear to us. Okay. Recently, hip-hop has been getting a lot more flack, you know what I'm saying, about its influence and what it's projecting on TV. A lot of the label heads have been telling some of these record companies to dial it back. If you notice, they're not spending a lot of rap on MTV as much as they used to. BET is trying to, you know, tone it down. It cut out certain shows or whatever, got rid of The Basement, all that's been going on. It's a lot of got to do with how people are trying to change the image of hip-hop, all right? Recently, we had a little young dude right here in the south side of Atlanta got shot up at his video shoot, a little cat named Young Hot. He was an independent. He wasn't anybody, but he made the news all for like 3 days straight, which is a lot. It's a long time in a fucking metro city like Atlanta if you're on the fucking news 3 days straight. And he got killed at his video shoot. It was his first video shoot here, young rapper named Young Hot. Got murked out over some street beef. And because he was a rapper, they just kept pounding that fact in about the dude being a rapper. You know what I'm saying? As if that's why he got shot. Of course, if you really do your fucking homework on this shit, then you know that the dude has some gang-like territorial beef shit going on. You feel me? With some niggas that live over in his hood. And that at the end of the day, that's what the shit was really about. You feel what I'm saying? Whether he was at the video shoot or outside the club, the beef that he had with these dudes
Wasn't going away.
He had to fucking beef with these niggas, okay? You understand what I'm saying? So, they blasted it all over the news. Oh, local rapper gets killed. You understand what I'm saying? Now they having a march, and now they want to talk about rap music and all this shit. And listen, man. Before I even get all the way, all this shit, the whole new saggy pants law, that faggot-ass goddamn congressman down in Florida trying to push, all this shit is another fucking form of attack on hip-hop culture and the whole thing. You understand what I'm saying? Everything derived, they trying to make it seem like as if the music, the swag that's carried by the movement and all that shit is really, really, really the cause of the problems with a lot of the youth. And I'm here to fucking tell you, if you believe that, kill your motherfucking self ASAP and get your motherfucking kids up for adoption because you are an unfit fucking parent. Period, point, fucking blank. I'm going to say it again. If you motherfuckers be parents to your damn kids, motherfucker, if you be parents to your damn kids, hip-hop and what they listen to and the influence that it has over their life will be minuscule at best. And I'm telling you this because I'm a fucking rapper myself and I got kids. Okay? And I'm a parent. My motherfucking kids don't do what I do. They do what the fuck I say. I don't let the TV raise my kids. I let it entertain them. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey.
They like it.
Hey.
My son liked to dance. He was just at the barbecue one time for the Lockwoods. He was jamming. I was a DJ, nigga. You understand?
You can't stop your G-Dog, nigga. Let's go.
You understand? But the whole motherfucking point is, nigga, I run that shit. They're my kids. If I tell them what the fuck something to do, ain't no motherfucking rapper on the planet, including myself, going to make them undo it because you know what the fuck going to happen to their asses. Yeah. Nigga,
hey, Stapleton.
I'm not bullshitting. I don't play. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a disciplinarian, regardless of the fact that I'm a motherfucking rapper. And on top of that, motherfucker, every time you buy my CD or any other rapper CD that's got a motherfucking cuss word, a slur, a sexual innuendo, anything like that. It has a sticker on the front of it. It's black and white. It's at the bottom. Most times. It says parental discretion advised. That fucking sticker is not there for shits and giggles. If it was up to me, motherfucker, I wouldn't even have to put it on my shit. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's there. It's just like that little motherfucking R at that motherfucking movie that your motherfucking kids go see. It's fucking there for a reason. You know what it means? Parental discretion is advised. So
yes.
At the end of the motherfucking day, before I go any fucking further, the first motherfucker that come up here and tell me that rap made a motherfucker shoot a bitch, I'm a bitch, that's what I'm gonna do to you.
Rap?
You talking about, yeah,
rap.
I'm gonna kill you.
Rap?
Rap.
What a nigga talking about made you?
That
shoot
made
it?
You do a nigga? Oh, it wasn't because that nigga owed you money. It wasn't because that nigga crossed the line. It was the rap that made you do it, right?
Oh, the nigga broke in your house and you shot him because you was listening to rap music?
Because Pop told you to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay. We thugging now, huh?
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
We thugging.
Yeah, nigga, I'm already hot.
I tell y'all, nigga,
I'm
this is
telling you
hot.
Right fucking now. If you come up here and that's how you feel, you better have your shit mapped out and ready to go and ready to explain to me, nigga, because I'm ready for war on this subject. I'm real versed in it. You don't want to spar with me, nigga, if your motherfucking weight ain't up today. I know about this shit. All right?
Nah.
347-934-0966. Now, you holler at your boy. If you're on the line listening, you hit the motherfucking number 1, 718. What's up, man? What the business is? You on the air. Yo.
Yo.
What's going on? This Game Hunter?
What's up, man?
What's going down, fam? What's popping with you?
Ain't nothing, just listening to that, man, holding it down.
For sure, man. So, look, man, you already know what it is. We already know what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about, you know what I'm saying, people saying that rap has a negative influence. It's the reason why youth has got so many issues. All the girls have naked on BET is the reason why these little young hoes out here fucking and shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what they
saying. That's what they saying.
Niggas,
you feel me?
Well, I gotta kind of, like, keep it 100, and I gotta be in agreement with that shit, son.
Damn it.
Because at the end of the day, I gotta agree with that shit because a nigga only, like, the average human being is on this planet is only gonna do what he's around and what he sees. Now, if everybody on television coming out, like, if you make a video, right, it's one thing to rap about it, but then when you rap, when the video comes out, you're actually acting out your raps.
Hold on.
So,
yeah, Game Hunter, let me stop you right there. The key word that you just said is acting.
Let me finish for a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
So, in all actuality, you see that. Just like as you're a person, you grow up, you know what I mean? A motherfucker smoke weed because you see different people around them smoke weed. So he was like, all right, well, Auntie smoked that shit. Uncle Jerry smoked that shit. They was all laughing, have a good time. I'll fuck with it. If it came to me in the street, I know not to be aware of that shit. Now, as far as, like, with the music, it's just like programming. Earlier on, you're older, so you know, like, when it was, like, brand newbies and shit like that, and when they was telling motherfuckers to go to school and having motherfuckers stick together and everybody was getting into their culture, they deaded the shit out of that because it was too much teaching, it's too much empowerment. So now, okay, we can't be revolutionaries, but we could let niggas know to hustle and get money and fuck these bitches. Because a girl ain't going to have no sense of style just in her crib. Like, not too many people was doing that like we used to do with originality. Now, person look on TV, and they make theyself up from there. There's
okay.
No people coming out with originality and things like that. So when you have a place like BET and a person come out rapping one way and then they switching that shit up, telling niggas to do this, that shit crazy, son. Like,
right.
I mean, I can't knock it, but it's a real true fact. When a person see it and it's coming out, if you could sit there and look at BET and turn on the radio and hear the same song going down, somewhere you're going to get programmed.
All right.
Whether you
don't
like the song or not.
All right, now hold on. Listen to the base of my argument, homie. This is what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. I heard everything you just said, and you're right. Listen to me. I'm gonna give you where you're right at. Where you're right at is you're right. If somebody watched something enough and let it influence them, if that is the only thing that they are influenced by, if that is the only thing that they have projected upon themselves, you understand what I'm saying? If that's the only thing that they see, you're right. It might convince them. But the fucking problem I have is, if that's the only fucking thing your kids are seeing, motherfucker, then it's your fault as a fucking parent. That should be the only fucking thing they see. That's the fucking point, Game Hunter. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not saying that.
You got a microwave because the talk was out. Get that shit. You ain't got to warm your shit up on the stove. You get a car that's economized and fuel efficient because you saw the commercial. Or your neighbor got one of them shit. Somebody relayed that information to you, made you take interest in that shit.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? If I watch YouTube and I just see a bunch of niggas on the block smoking weed and shit, and I'm not too sure about what's up, and it's different to me, and it look like they having fun, eyes and mind will journey. Just like if I'm a hustler, I'm going to be mad at niggas talking about the shit that I do on the rap records, because I'm doing that shit. Y'all fucking my bread up.
But the whole point is, if that's all your child know, if you're not there to be the equilibrium and the balance, homie, you got to be a parent. If your kid watching BET more than they doing their homework, that's a problem, homie. It's not BET's fault. BET is a service. It's entertainment. A TV has an off switch, man. You feel what I'm saying? A radio got an off switch. You understand what I'm saying? If your kid got that fucking CD and they ain't even 18 and they ain't graduated, who the fuck bought it for them? Where the fuck you was at when your goddamn daughter was out at 3 in the morning fucking getting pregnant, nigga? You understand what I'm saying? If you a little girl, and where the fuck is your mom at and your aunties at trying to teach you how to be a woman and teach you some motherfucking swag when I happen to suck a nigga dick to get some motherfucking respect? That's on the elders. Now, that's where the ball been dropped at. And I'm tired of motherfuckers trying to put that shit on rap and BET as if they ain't responsible for other motherfuckers' kids. No, the fuck they not, homie. You understand what I'm saying? Even if that's what you seeing, then it's a problem, because the fact is, what you seeing ain't being regulated by somebody else. You a child. Everything you doing should be regulated. You a fucking minor. You understand? That's what I'm not saying that.
Shit, I'm not about cigarettes.
Right. I'm not saying that you wrong when you say BT and all that, and that's what they showing you. Just like you said with Brand Newbie and all that, they deaded all the positive hip hop and the X-Clan was telling them to go kill these crackers. You understand what I'm saying? They had to dead that. You feel me? But the point is, even when they switched over to the thug gangster shit, at the end of the motherfucking day, it's still words from a motherfucker. Now let's get even a little bit deeper, everybody. I see my line. I'm getting everybody. Hold on, let me get to this point. I want to keep my mans on the line, because at the end of the day, homie, even when these artists start talking about if it is a Jeezy, he talking about moving weight and moving birds and all that, and that's all he's talking about. Let's just say the rappers that do keep it real, we know some of these niggas are fake ass motherfuckers and they just making up some shit they seen on the TV just to sell some records. You feel me? And just say some of the rappers are keeping it real. They did shoot a motherfucker and they did serve that dope and everything. At the end of the day, their community, their surroundings, their environment is what made them make those moves. So they only rapping about what they seen. Okay, we had ghettos before we had rap music. We had dope before we had rap music. You understand what I'm saying? Ali North, Rick Ross, and all them came way before motherfucking rap. They gave us crack way before rap. You understand? So rap didn't start the fucking problem. The problem was already here. All rap did was take the motherfucking stories and tales of the hood and put that shit where the whole fucking world can see, because they was missing it. That's all the fuck rap did. You can't blame rap for the fucking bullshit that's going on in this country. You can't blame rap for welfare. Welfare was here before rap. How the fuck can you blame rap? It don't make sense. One came before the other.
Do you see a difference? Like, I blame rap for that shit, because it's a difference between rap and hip-hop. There's a big-ass difference between the two.
Well, for the sake of this conversation, we just generalizing the whole... I know, I understand that. I understand that you can't sit here and tell me that Jeezy and Talib Kweli talking the same shit in the same message. That's a whole nother discussion, homie. That's a whole nother show in itself. We'll go all the way off into left field. We start breaking down, why is it that niggas like Common and Lupe Fiasco don't sell shit or don't have a lot of shows, but a nigga like Waka Flocka or whoever, or Gucci, that talk about absolutely fucking nothing most of the time, is some of the hottest niggas in certain regions. We'll get into that. That's not for this show.
But I'm just saying, that's the point in a whole nutshell. You're not going to really see too much hip-hop or anything. You're just going to see the bullshit, the rap. And I love rap, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know where the fuck that shit took the course at to it. Because, like I'm just saying, like, if you're a drug dealer and you went through all that shit and you was getting all this money flipping bricks, why the fuck are you a rapper, dog? Like, I'm a street nigga. I want to know, why the fuck is your app? You're flipping bricks and you making a video, bitches carrying suitcases and all kind of shit. Fuck you doing rapping about this shit for? You ain't doing the code to the streets, nigga.
I understand all that. You got a valid point. That's all that, dog. I understand that side. But do you understand what I'm saying about the discussion at hand? You feel me? Hello?
You make a Barack Obama song, your ass ain't going to go platinum.
I know
talk
that.
About killing some motherfuckers and had some bitches there, you gonna go platinum.
But whose fault is that? So now it's rap's fault that's what, you know what I'm saying? It's not rap's fault.
It is rap's fault, because they let, see, before when rap was out, it was a culture. It was putting your neighborhood on it, what you knew as far as, like, entertaining. You understand what I'm saying? Or it was about bragging and boasting and shit, like, I can rap better, I can play my words better. You understand what I'm saying? Now, it ain't even about none of that shit. Niggas say, like, four words, throw the beat on, get some bitches, nigga out there.
Okay, well, I understand that. Like I said, that's a part of a whole wider discussion. But for the sake of this show, I'm just trying to get everybody to understand that rap is a form of entertainment at the end of the fucking day. You understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, rap is a form of entertainment, just like a motherfucking R-rated movie is. And I feel like before people come out here and start talking about what rap needs to change and all that, goddamn it, when a motherfucker break out a motherfucking AK-47, how many motherfucking AK-47s did the goddamn governor of California shoot in a motherfucking movie before he became the governor? Arnold Schwarzenegger gonna have so many AKs and SKs and pistols and kilt and blood and all kind of shit. That was entertainment. But let me get to the motherfucking meat and potatoes of this motherfucking shit, okay? See, I think the motherfucking problem that a lot of these motherfuckers that got a problem with rap is when other motherfuckers do it, when the music studios, when the movie studios were selling violence, it was okay because it was rich Jews that was getting rich. But when rap came out, all of a sudden, you got a whole bunch of young-ass motherfucking black men getting stupid money, ain't having to go work and slave for these motherfuckers no more. You understand what I'm saying? Getting athlete money off some rap shit. You feel me? That's where I feel like all of a sudden it's a motherfucking problem because it's creating more. But listen, you can't deny. We can pull it up. You can't deny before hip-hop and after hip-hop, the amount of young black rich millionaires quadrupled. They already did the study. You understand what I'm saying? Before hip-hop, it was a certain amount of goddamn black millionaires. That number quadrupled after the inception of hip-hop, especially in the late 80s and 90s. That number quadrupled.
No doubt.
It did have a lot to do with the sports and everything like that, but hip-hop also had a large percentage of bringing in the Jay-Z's and the Diddy's, who all owe their money. Beyonce, all these people owe their money to the genre. You understand what I'm saying? All these people. All right? We can keep going on and on about people. We can just name them. You understand? But it generated too many rich young black people. That's where it really started being the motherfucking problem, I feel. It was all right when we weren't getting no motherfucking money. You understand what I'm saying? They talked about a lot of this motherfucking shit. Al Green and all them talked about a lot of this shit. And Donny Hathaway talked about dope and all kind of motherfucking shit and fight the power and all that shit back in the day. But it wasn't that bad because they was getting motherfucking raped by the motherfucking label. They wasn't getting no publishing.
Damn right.
Niggas got up on their motherfucking game, sold their motherfucking story to the world, and now everybody got a motherfucking problem with it. You understand what I'm saying? And at the end of the fucking day, dog, this is how I feel. That shit is not on me, and it's not on no other rapper to police the whereabouts and the actions of your kids. And all this shit about, I was listening to Tupac and that shit made me do it, nigga. You might as well tell me some little voices in your head, nigga, said that shit. Fuck that shit. Fuck out of here, nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Trying to build, nigga.
Fuck that. Rap is rap. It's music, nigga. You a grown motherfucker, and if you a kid, where the fuck your mom and daddy at? But if whatever the fuck you do, nigga, that shit ain't had nothing. Rap didn't make you do nothing, nigga. It might have been what you was bobbing your head to on the way when you decided to go rob that motherfucking store. But bitch, you decided to rob that store. Fuck that shit. That's what I'm saying, gang. You get what I'm saying, homie?
I'm listening, Slay.
We're gonna disagree on this point.
Oh, it's all good.
We can do that. You feel what I'm saying? All right, homie.
I fuck with it from both sides and shit. It's just like, I listen to it because I can't really say nothing. Like, I'm fucking the same age as hip-hop. Like, niggas be kicking it. I'm just a product. So I seen where that shit went and what was missing and what was still there and what wasn't still there. So I'm just like, I overstand. Like, I remember, like, how I came and look at it now, just like our grandparents used to be like, well, yeah, in the community, it was this. But I agree with you with certain things, but, yo, it ain't even in our culture with all that bullshit, man. Like, I remember coming up as a little kid, like, that's a black man. Say, what's up? Speak to that man. Or I remember seeing niggas everywhere I went, it was a crowd of black people or just people, brothers, period, shaking hands. You know what I mean? Different little handshake. Ain't no shit no more. And that's why I know shit is definitely another way. Like, you don't hear nobody be like, oh, this is my best friend. Me and him came up from old school. Nobody say that shit. They go, yeah, I know that nigga. That's where 10 things is at right now. So I know the music is going to be different.
Right.
And like, when people do rap about the drugs and shit like that, you know, fuck it. Snitching is it. Niggas do it. Because I know, like, there's certain things in the hood where with rap, where if you was outside of that, you wasn't in that urban community, you ain't know what the fuck was going on. Nigga, rap people like ism, a kism, a zizzism. Motherfucking white man, he ain't know what the fuck they was saying. They just ain't know. And
right.
That's how it was. Now it's just like, we have to let the white man know everything. That's what these contracts are for. He has to know. He's going to program you. You go, a lot of these rappers, they go to these places, they might have an inspirational song. I mean, man, fuck that, man. That shit ain't going to sell. We're going to give you $1 million. This is what you got to make.
Right.
A lot
no.
of people don't
right,
know
right.
that shit.
No, no, no. Well, up here at K100, we all definitely know that. Because we got so many motherfucking songs that never will ever, 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 and I mean motherfucking ever, nigga, get played in Atlanta, Georgia, nigga. And I mean, there is no way when pigs fly, the hell freeze over, and whatever acronym you want to come up with, bitch, they not playing that shit. I dropped too many songs like that. I got songs like that.
Me
I know
and my son, nigga.
You feel what I'm saying? These niggas will not do it. They want to hear Gucci. They want to hear the dumb shit.
It's a damn
they
want to
dance. You feel
and
me?
It was funny how when you said Tupac, that motherfucker, I hate to say it, a lot of people going to hate me, that motherfucker like a fraud too, because he was a activist rapper. And then when he started hanging out in Queens with the brother Stretch, then all that 50 niggas and thug-like shit kicked in.
Right.
He wasn't none of that shit at first. He came to Queens and started learning from the next man and portrayed it.
That's cool. But you know what, though, gang? My whole point about it is, even if that's what he did to sell records and get on, I don't give a fuck. Tupac ain't my motherfucking son, robot.
I'm not saying that's what he did to sell records. It's just like the BET situation. He watched the motherfucker and got influenced. Back in the day, you ain't see a lot of brothers with tattoos and shit. They might have their little gang ties or little military shit. Now, you got, it's just like I guess gentrification. The blacks is turning white and the whites is turning black. Like, we got brothers that's rapping talking about being rock and roll stars, and then we got white dudes that's rapping with the rock and roll shit.
I mean, I understand that. You know, I feel what you're saying while you're trying to say it's about a society and everything, but when it comes to kids, especially because, like, the point of the post and the point of the show is how much does it influence kids, my whole point is that is directly a parental problem right there. If your kid's role model, you feel me? Unless that's that child's father, like my child's role model is a rapper. This is what happens because I'm his role model and I'm his daddy. You understand what I'm saying? I'm my son's role model. I'm his daddy. You feel me? But ain't no other fucking rapper gonna be his fucking role model. You feel what I'm saying? I'll be damned. It's just what happened to him.
You can't really choose it. I got four sons.
Fuck, I can't.
He just turned three. If I'm riding down the street, he like Jim Jones. I don't like that nigga.
Listen, homie. I'm not saying he can't like him. He likes Soulja Boy. You feel me? I'm not saying he can't like him. But I'm not saying.
That'll be one of the songs that he'll sing. Like, motherfucker, he might sing Pop Champagne and then don't want to say his words and shit because.
Now, listen to me, homie, if my motherfucking son, he in the first grade right now, that nigga just passed the motherfucking CRC test with flying colors, he get A's and B's in school, that nigga know every fucking word to every song he like and can do all the dance moves, and he know the Lord's Prayer, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm gonna let him like that and all the other shit, but at the end of the day, if he did all that and then couldn't goddamn pass that test and do his motherfucking homework, now it's a motherfucking problem. That's a failure on me. I have no problem with my son enjoying hip-hop and everything that it encompasses because, nigga, I'm an artist. I understand
that. I agree with
that. If he didn't know his words, if he didn't got them do good in school, nigga, I snatch all that shit from that nigga ASAP.
Yo, I agree with that. The point is exposure. That's why I do the video work. You can expose anybody to anything. Like, the motherfuckers got that control. Like, rap is one thing. But when you put it in a visual perspective, it sinks in more.
Yeah.
Eye is going to pick up
dirt
in the ear.
You know what sinks in more? A fucking ass whooping. Yeah. That's what the fuck that nigga getting. Bring a bad grade home, nigga. Fuck you out. Fuck you talking about home play. Ask him about it. That's the point. That's what sinks in more, nigga. I whoop that nigga ass. Fuck up in school. Home play. That's what the fuck I'm trying to tell you.
Them visuals, son. They always going to be there. Even on the billboard, motherfucker riding down the hall highway, he gonna find out about McDonald's, Pokemon, all that shit. That's why I'm just saying, like BET, it's a lot of things they could do to change things, yo. Like they're not being in tune. They're not being in tune with the streets, radios either. That's why they play that big part. It's only certain people that control this shit. It's like about this six of them that control the hip hop network. They're gonna tell you from when you get signed where the fuck you gonna be and how the fuck you gonna be. And the other, like, niggas like Jimmy Iovine, they one of them motherfuckers. They know. Like, it's a couple big names you can throw out there, and you know they control that shit. Like,
you're right. You're right.
Be the R&B star for 211. That shit already on paper right now. You ain't even going to be able to drop. If you own that company, you ain't getting in there. They going to put what they want you to see out there. And that's how it is. Just like on the block. With the motherfuckers, certain people out here in the street that's going to let you hustle and not let you hustle. And right now, it's on us. If the shit is called BET and they giving out awards to Justin Bieber, I don't know what the fuck going on. That shit ain't shit for nobody.
All right. Well, all right. Let me get to another caller, man. You feel me? I got some more people raising their hand, homie. All right, dog. All
right.
All right. So now, like I said, like I agree with everything my homie was just saying. You feel me? And I let him speak his piece. And his whole thing is the music is whack right now. He's not feeling the music, and the music is projecting that negativity. And he's right. And I'll be the first to admit that the music has got dumbed down.
Dumb.
I'll be the first to admit that the labels have purposely dumbed it down.
Dumb.
You feel me? But at the end of the day, if that is what is influencing your child,
then you have
failed as a parent. Period, point blank, man. See, I'm not talking. See, I'm talking because I can talk about this. There's a lot of people that can't talk about this shit. I don't want to fucking hear Tavis Smiley talk about this shit, nigga. You ain't hip hop. Shut the fuck up, nigga. And that go for you, Steve Harvey. And you, Bill Cosby. Shut the fuck up, nigga. This a motherfucking rapper talking. Fuck you talking about, and a parent. My son ain't even allowed to listen to this fucking show because I'm a fucking parent. He can't really listen to half of my music. Sometimes he do because he my son and he know goddamn well he better not say certain shit. But everything I got, he can't even listen to because I'm his parent. I make music for grown-ups. Parental discretion advised.
Advised?
Fuck you talking about?
I know.
850, get at me. You on the air. Yo. 850.
I agree.
Go ahead.
I'm here. What up, man? It's T. Lewis, man. What's going on?
What's going on, homie? What's popping with you?
Chilling, man. Man, I agree with some of what your man was saying about the audio, actually about the visual. But still, at the same time, just like you said, Blizz, I agree with you. After a certain age, a child got the ability to think on their own terms after what the parents actually teach them. So basically, it's the parents' responsibility to have that foundation, and then the child can actually build from that foundation that the parents teach. Because if the foundation is not there, if the foundation is weak, yeah, the music is going to influence what the child is going to think. That's just what it is. But if the parent is stable and they're there in that child's life, regard disciplining them when they mess up, just like you said, they come home bad grade, like, you got to get at them. That's just what it is.
Exactly.
Then when they listen to this music, they're like, all right, it sounds cool. I like the video. The video tight. They can go next day to school or something like that. They go to their boy. Hey, man, you saw that video yesterday? Yeah, it was tight, man. They were crazy. But that don't mean they're going to go out and going to try it like no Columbine or nothing like that. But, like you said, it's all about the foundation. So,
right.
I don't know, man. Like I said, then after a while, once the foundation is laid, a child has the ability to think on his own. And if he's raised to use proper reasoning when he is developing in his mind and his spirit, then a lot of times you really don't have to worry about that. It's the kids that don't get exposed to a lot of this stuff, or the kids that don't have the proper parenting. That's basically what it comes down to.
Exactly.
Most niggas from the hood, you don't see a lot of niggas from the hood doing crazy stuff because they've seen all that stuff. They're like, oh, nigga, I've seen all that. They ain't trying to be involved in that no more.
Shit, they know what's going to happen.
Right, right. Listen to what I'm saying. This is essentially what I'm saying, man. And everybody that's... Just listen. Hey, turn your radio down a little bit. I can hear my echo. You know what I'm saying? Listen, this is what I'm saying to everybody that I'm trying to talk to on the show today. I'm not saying that rap is not one of the if not the one of the most wide range, highly advertised, you know, forms of communication and music nowadays, and that everybody is trying to like be in tune with the culture or be down with it. And I understand that there's a reason why you have marketing specialists, advertising specialists, everybody whose job it is to make something influence somebody. You got people who go to school, their job, they got a degree in marketing. You understand, when you got a degree in marketing, your job is to learn how to make people want to buy some shit.
Exactly.
The only thing I'm saying is, it's just like when my son like Harry Potter or the Transformers. He know that that's make-believe. He know that that's fake. He know that that's not life. He know that everything that this person is saying and doing is not necessarily real or reality. I separated for him because I'm his parent. You feel what I'm saying? So when Soulja Boy and Gucci Mane get on the motherfucking goddamn TV, if they tell him to do a little dance, that's cool. Learn they dance. But when they tell you it's cool to sell dope, when they tell you it's cool to be a lazy motherfucker and don't work, when they tell you it's cool to do some ignorant shit, I stop him right there. I'll be like, man, you know that's just for rap, right?
Exactly.
Hey, you see that car right there? You know that's probably just somebody's rental car, right? You know that's probably a really nice car. That might be his car, but all them cars ain't his. You know that, right? It's just a video.
Right.
So I take him on a video shoot with me. I see him, he see me edit video. He see what it looked like before I do it and then after the fact. You feel what I'm saying? He understand that it's made up. It's a facade. It's fake. It's like a fucking movie. That's because I'm his fucking daddy. I broke it down. If you didn't fucking break it down to your fucking kid, fuck you, and don't blame that shit on me. And whoever the fuck don't like it. We're going to do this all night, nigga. All night.
Woo! Hey, I'm just going to sit back, man. Bro, over here, you know
all
that,
fucking
hey.
Night.
Hey, y'all guitar wrestle with him, partner. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to sit back, though. I'm still here, nigga.
All right, you feel what I'm saying, T. Lewis?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. And the problem is a lot of parents. You got some parents that are like, okay, I grew up listening to hip hop, listening to this. This will sound good. This was whack. This was good. But see, just like you just said, the parents don't make that distinction on what's real and what's fake. And then that thing, you know, the kid grow up is like, oh, okay, if I do this, I do that, then that's cool.
Right.
And actually, even in college, I mean, you got kids that's in college right now. But I mean, they naturally smart. They can assimilate things and pick things up. But because the proper parenting wasn't there, and they listened to everything that the garbage music, I would call it, then they think, okay. And I actually had somebody say, oh, in class, do we have to know how to spell this? And I'm like, dang, dog. I remember listening to KRS-One, and he spit out some words, and I'm like, dang, I got to go find a dictionary to see what that means and see why that's rhyming.
Now, right,
you don't
now
have
you
to do that now.
I know, but listen, that's kind of going back to Game Hunter's point, and I understand. I'm giving y'all the point that the music is dumb. There is no KRS-One. I think the closest, you know, they don't make rap like that no more. You understand what I'm saying? But
exactly.
That's because, listen, hey, let's put the blank. Okay, first of all, pay attention. I'm going to tell you fucking niggas one thing. Hold on, see, I'm going to hang up with you because I keep hearing your echo, but just listen to me off the air, all right? I'll come back to you, though. Hold on.
Yeah.
Everybody, listen to me one more time. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm kind of even going off the subject, but I will. I see you, 904. I see you, everybody else. I'm coming to you, but let me break this down to y'all so y'all understand that y'all who y'all dealing with and what I'm saying, all right? I'm not sitting here arguing with these two brothers about the fact that rap has got whacker, that the music has changed, that the powers that be want this dumb shit out here, and that's why it's out here. But one motherfucking thing about that you cannot deny, if it don't motherfucking sell, ain't no Jew, ain't no other white motherfucker on the planet, and ain't no other motherfucker that got some power, go push it. Period, point, fucking blank. So all you motherfuckers that want to call up here and talk that shit, okay, about the rap and about the shit being dumbed down or whatever, hey, man, it's a consumer-driven market, all right? So you letting your kids get dumb about a minute? They want to hear the dumbest shit. That just mean we got more and more fucked up parents and more fucked up kids that's glorifying the dumb shit they don't want to think.
Hey, I'm going to put it to you like this.
What?
And you know how we do it. Even my son, my daughter, my kids, I ain't even got a beer around their motherfucking ass every day. But they still know what the motherfucking business is.
Right.
when it comes to, because I already laid that foundation. Just like you said, you already know how we break that shit down from the gate. So when you see me and you see Miles out in the street, you already know what the business is, nigga. They train ASAP.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not my shit. It's not my job. Exactly. It's not my job to motherfucking raise your kid, man. I'm selling. I make music for 20 to, actually, I don't even make music for 18 years old and up because them niggas ain't even on my level. I actually make music for motherfuckers 25 to 30, 25 and up, really,
yeah.
At the end of the day.
Because
I'm talking over a young nigga head over half of the time.
Hey, you know what? Them young niggas, man.
I'm talking over them young niggas head anyway, so I'm not even really making my music for them. Let's just get that shit clear, nigga. And if you listen to my music, you'll understand that. If that nigga favorite rapper is Gucci, tell him to put the Blizzard CD down. ASAP. He's not going to like it. Maybe one song. He might like one because I made it for your dumb ass. That's a whole nother subject. Moving on. 904. Get at me, homie. Mike G. Homie.
Yo.
What's going on, man? Uh-oh, my bad.
What's
go ahead, dog. Go ahead, man. What you got to say about it?
Am I on?
Yeah. You
my
on?
Own?
Go ahead. All right. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I think everybody agree with you as far as the, I mean, you beating a dead horse with a stick with that, man. I mean, everybody knows that you got to raise your kids and all that. But I will say this, you're a little bit wrong to say to your son, and you're trying to keep it real, yada, yada, yada with your son, oh, that's all this and that, these guys don't know. Gucci man, shot a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Jesus done so much, though. You know what I'm saying? These guys, some of them really have done this type of shit.
Mike,
you know
what I'm saying? Maybe you didn't hear when I said that. Maybe you didn't hear I don't think you was on the air because I seen your number pop up. You might have missed the part when I said some of the rappers have actually done what they rapping about. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? I done the shit I rap about. Get
yeah.
that? You understand? You know me. Everybody
yeah.
know me.
Yeah.
The shit I rap about, I done,
yeah.
nigga. But the whole point is, I tell my son, even if he did do that, nigga, you better not do it. That's the wrong thing to do. It don't make it right.
Yeah.
That's where the fuck I come in as a parent. You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying?
I feel, but everybody agree with you on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, as far as, now I will say this, I got to get on the South again. As far as hip-hop and all this shit. Okay, you know, Lupe Fiasco, Kanye West, Common. I mean, who we got out of, like, Chicago and now even New York, nigga, that's coming like Gucci Man and you know what I'm saying, and Soulja Boy. I mean, this kid, 19 years old, tatted up. I mean, that shit lame as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. I mean, I know you love the South and shit, but you got to bring reason into it again. You got to bring it into the conversation.
Are you talking about, well yeah, what are we talking about, though?
I'm talking about hip-hop. I'm talking about hip-hop, who really fucking it up. Who, you know what I'm saying, got the white folks saying, oh, look at these guys. They can't do that, you know what I'm saying, Kanye West, you know what I'm saying, certain artists.
They can do that with some of these cats coming out of Atlanta, dog.
It is what it is.
Mike, which one of the rappers goddamn jumped on the stage when the motherfucking white girl was getting their award? Pump your brakes. Get the fuck out of here.
Everybody
nigga.
Know he, everybody, but that, come on,
what?
Now.
What? Oh,
he,
no,
everybody
what?
Know he an arrogant ass. He a dumbass, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, then. Well, don't make it seem like, you know, but you just said, in right 2 seconds before that, you said, is Kanye, you know, no, this is the nigga who really showed how ignorant a nigga
I'm
really is.
I'm saying the big picture is, it's a regional thing, man. You got way more motherfuckers from the South fucking up hip-hop than the Midwest, the West Coast, or the East
y'all,
Coast,
y'all,
man. You can't say that. That's not true, man.
Listen, y'all are getting into a whole, I hear what you're saying. That's a whole nother show, Mike.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's a whole nother show in itself. I can't even get on that because then that's going to take me to a whole left field. You feel me?
It's really not, though. But, I mean, you can't. Because it all comes back. It all comes back to these artists from the South and how they look. You know what I'm saying? That you know, how they carrying themselves.
You
know what I mean? That's, you know, they still on that shit from the 90s where you gangster rap. You ain't even got to look like that no more, you know what I'm saying, to sell records. You know what I'm saying? There's 50 in suits now. Jay-Z in suits. You know what I'm saying? This is
time
when you get past that shit.
But
Rick Ross and goddamn Gucci Man, you know what I'm saying? you know, still trying to act like they're a big drug cartel, you know what I'm saying, this and that. I mean, they, yeah, kids are going to see that shit. So when it all boils down to it, these white folks are mad at the Southern artists. You say whatever you want.
Okay, man. All right.
I know,
man.
The truth hurt, man. I know the truth hurt. I know all the people from the South going to call, say, that's bullshit. But, hey, gangster rap and all that shit, all that image started in the 80s and 90s out west. And in New York, but niggas move past that shit. It's all about progressing. All about progressing, baby. That's what I tried to tell you last week when you hung up on me. I'm out.
Before you get hung up on again.
All right, I'm off the air with Mike. Of course, you know.
Hey, I'm just going to say this right here.
Go ahead.
I don't even think he know where he behave, bro.
Huh?
I really don't even know. I don't even think he really know
here. He just... Listen, man, first of all, y'all trying to take this, 404, I see you. Y'all trying to take this conversation off the key point.
We talking about the kids.
We talking about the influence that hip-hop has on our youth as a whole. We not talking about a regional, I mean, because, nigga, just like Common and all them niggas from Chicago, nigga, so is motherfucking, you know, Twista and Do or Die. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and everybody's got a motherfucking negative rapper. I mean, New York had KRS-One, but then they got fucking 50 Cent, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Who glorified the whole thug persona. All right? I don't want to hear that shit. Okay? I'm going to fuck about what style or what region or none of that shit. My motherfucking point is people are putting an undue amount of negative light on hip-hop and saying that it's doing something that it really shouldn't be doing, and that's influencing your fucking kid because you should be influencing your fucking kid. If your kid listening to this fucking show right now, what are you doing? Clearly says. Clearly says it on my disclaimer on the website.
Hey, we give y'all, males, females, we give y'all niggas some real parenting skills right now. Because we know a lot of y'all lacking in this goddamn field right now.
Listen, man.
You understand? Probably listen to it. What
first of all, hold on, I'm coming to you 404 real quick. First of all, I'm not acting like you can't get influenced by peer pressure and outside shit. Nigga, I came from a motherfucking Christian home, nigga, and I ended up being a motherfucking dope boy. Anything can happen. I got influenced by my motherfucking cousins and my homeboys and started seeing them niggas get money, and I wanted to get that money. It didn't have nothing to do with rap, though. I just seen them motherfucking niggas driving cars and having clothes and having a good time. Yo, we was listening to rap while we was hustling, but what made me really want to get that money was the shit they had, the money in their pocket. That's what changed me and made me be like, man, I want to try to get some of that money.
Damn right.
You feel what I'm saying? Bad decision. Tell my son all the time, bad decision. Should have did it. But I did. But I'm going to tell my son, don't do it. And I'm going to tell you right fucking now, my son grow up and be the biggest dope boy or be some kind of crazy old fucked up shit. One thing that motherfucking nigga would not be able to say is he didn't know better. You'll never fucking hear me on this motherfucking show downgrade anybody in my family because everybody taught me better. Kill my fucking self for everything I did wrong as a teenager. That was my choice. They ain't putting that shit on my mama or pop. Nigga, I came out, nigga, the motherfucking, my favorite album of all time when I'm at my peak influence age. High school. Dr. Dre, The Chronic. I was smoking weed before it came out, motherfucker, because my cousin was. What the fuck are you talking about? Had nothing to do with rap.
With no YouTube.
What no YouTube?
Damn right.
What no Soulja Boy.
With no internet.
Fuck you talking about, man?
Yeah.
I was seeing the shit before I even started really getting into music and shit, man.
It was already in the hood, nigga. Shit.
You understand what I'm saying? I let shit influence me, but it wasn't music. It was. I got influenced, but at the end of the day, I still got to stand up for my actions, even still. So even if I did go against what my parents said and they was good parents, at the end of the day, I still made a conscious decision and I knew what the fuck I was doing.
And paid the consequences.
You understand? I knew what the fuck I was doing, man. I wanted that money. 404, get at me. You on the air.
Hey, how you doing today, son?
What's going on, man? Who's this?
Hey, I just got a good call from one of my friends. One of my friends told me to try to give you all a call.
Okay, hey. Well, you on the air right now, homie. What you got to say about the show?
I'm on the air.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to let everyone, well, I'm a car salesman. and I sell cars for Ford. And I just want to tell, like, I tell my customers that if they ever want to come and get a Ford car, they need to come and get it from me. Because, goddamn, if you want to get a Ford car, goddamn, you need to come get it from us. And whatever going on in your life, understand, I don't care how many niggas, I mean, I don't care how many people you decide to put in your goddamn Ford car, as long as you make sure you know what you're doing.
Right.
And
okay.
So, I just want to tell Blizzum, I think my one of my co-workers' name is Pete Reds.
Right.
And
right. Hey, what are your coworkers?
The whole Chinese entertainment. I just want to tell them I represent College Park.
Right.
And I just want to let them know that I feel their pain.
Right.
I look here, young man. I feel your pain.
Right.
But understand this. That every time when you think when you're doing right, you're doing right, young man.
All right.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Like it's, no. You listen to me, young man. Just listen to me.
Okay.
And let me that. And I voted for Obama, and I voted for Bush. But I had a change in one day in my life to know that one, everything, like when I used to think that excuse my friends, that all black people are negative. But when it was a time when we used to think that sometimes. But now that I see, even though I try to be negative sometimes, it be a lot of black people that
Right.
The right direction. I don't even know if I'm on the right topic right today, you understand?
Actually, you're not. So, therefore, I gotta kill you. Okay. I don't know who the fuck that was. Did you know who that was?
I don't fucking know, man.
Yeah. I don't even know if that was a prank call.
That had to be a prank call.
I don't know. I let it ride as long as I could. It was fucking up my show. I'm sorry if you were really serious. I'm sorry.
Nah, you weren't motherfucking serious, nigga.
If not, damn it, man. I let him ride for like 3 minutes, though. He killed 3 minutes of airtime. For real. I did let him go for a minute before. I don't know if he was like,
man, that shit was stupid. hey, I don't give a fuck, man. We needed that, you know what I'm saying? Because we being very motherfucking serious up here. And y'all, you know, see, you hear bro up here, man, going off so well.
Okay, let me go to, I got some more callers. I can't.
678.
Yeah, 678. I don't know. Go ahead, you on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, who this?
This is Coco Smooth.
Oh, what's happening, Coco Smooth? What's going on, baby? Okay, so you've been listening to us today?
Yeah, I really didn't want to come in, but I had to call after Mr. Slizzard just got off the phone.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was about. Let me double tap him. Okay.
In regards to the topic, I agree with you. You know, definitely it should be on the parents to raise the kids. Now, however, there are some cases where, you know, parents do raise the kids and they are influenced by other kids whose parents aren't raising them. And
right.
So they may go out and do different things. But, you know, you can't always put it on the parents because I know, you know, a whole bunch of cases where, you know, people have raised their kids and they still are rebellious or whatnot. Based upon what other kids are doing.
That's me. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that kids, even when you be a good parent, your kid guaranteed to come out right. Everything that I'm doing right now, that I'm teaching my child and my children, you feel what I'm saying? Everything I'm teaching my kids, I can do this all day, every day. You understand what I'm saying? They can still turn out fucked up. But what I won't allow as a parent is for that shit they see on TV to be the only goddamn thing they hear. The only shit that they got. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no. So guess what? When they do grow up and they do some old bullshit, The first time they try to motherfucking blame hip hop or rap, when they go in front of the judge, I slap the shit out of my motherfucking self.
Yeah.
You a fucking lie. You knew better. I taught you better. You understand what I'm saying? You a fucking lie. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying that because I'm basically a walking living example. You feel me? Of somebody who had good parents who still went negative. That's me. That's
right.
My life story. You understand what I'm saying? And everybody who know me know that. You don't need for you to call in here and start saying I'm being a hypocrite. Fuck you. I already said it. All right?
Two niggas with.
You understand what I'm saying?
Two niggas
That's not
with
the point.
Damn
the point is,
background.
The point is when you make rap and hip-hop the only motherfucking thing, you know what I'm saying, that your kids are seeing, they ain't getting no direction whatsoever from you, and then you want to blame rap. And also on top of that, the media is putting an undue amount. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you a story, Coco Smooth. I got five people hand raised, and I'm going to come back to everybody. All right? Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a prime example of some shit I be talking about. I went to a church one time, right? Preacher in the pulpit. I actually like this preacher. I had been to this church, man, maybe like 3 years. Maybe not going on and on, but like for 3 years, I didn't go to church a lot. I go to church every now and again. You feel me? But that was the one that I went to for like 3 years. That was, whenever I did feel the mood to go, you know what I'm saying, go to church, I go to that particular church. And I liked it, that preacher. You understand what I'm saying? It's pretty, you know what I'm saying, just pretty charismatic and, you know, pretty down to earth, I felt like. You understand what I'm saying? I go to one of his services. I no longer go to this church. Let me tell you why. Because he said something highly hypocritical. They just really rubbed me the wrong way. This is what he said. He was in his pulpit. He was preaching. He got on rap. Now, I'm not mad about the fact that he got on rap. He said some of these rappers out here is doing this and doing that, and he started bashing the rap music and all that right there. Okay, he a preacher. I'm going to let you have that. You feel what I'm saying? Because you a preacher. I'm expecting for you to look a certain way, plus you older, and you ain't even, you know what I'm saying, whatever, I'm going to let you have that. But what got me is, soon, in that very same sermon, he went on about something else, and then he came right back and start praising Denzel Washington. He started praising Denzel Washington. He started talking about Denzel Washington in a real positive light. You feel what I'm saying? And he started talking about, you know, what the brother has done and blah, blah. He actually used him as an example. Now, let me tell you what my motherfucking problem is with that.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the fucking movie Training Day?
Yes.
Right. So you understand why I want to murk the fucking pastor right then. You understand what I'm saying? Because Training Day is a fucking movie. It's fucking entertainment. Rap is fucking entertainment. They're trying to sell some shit to a consumer. But it's a facade. It's entertainment. It's a product. Damn it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck are y'all at when these motherfucking goddamn big-time movie stars that y'all think is so motherfucking sweet make a gangsta-ass motherfucking movie and he win the Oscar for it? You don't hear not one motherfucker. You don't hear Oprah. You don't hear fucking Bill. That bitch had him on the show because he won the Oscar. But won't bring IQ on? Fuck that bitch. I hate Oprah. You don't like it? Hey, lock the fuck out and hang the fuck up. I'm not an Oprah fan. You'll never hear me say it. It's shit like that. That hypocritical bullshit right there that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Nigga, don't get on the motherfucking pulpit and praise Denzel Washington, bash rap, as if everything, every product that Denzel Washington ever put the fuck out was positive. I'm looking at this motherfucking nigga, have you seen Training Day, nigga? Or was that just me?
Yeah, that
was
kind of an ignorant comment.
You feel what I'm saying? This type of shit I'm talking about. The point is, and the whole point of this motherfucking show is, rap keep getting bashed about excessive shit that it really ain't got no... It ain't really tied. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? It's not rap's fault. Crime was here before rap. Crack was here before rap. Projects was here before rap. Teenage mamas was here before rap.
Yeah.
STDs was here before rap.
Yes.
Hell, niggas had gold chains in the 80s. Mr. T was blinging before hip-hop, before the goddamn Hot Boys was. Fuck are you talking about? Stop putting all this shit on rap.
Hell, yeah, they gotta blame somebody.
Right, and that's my fucking point. They blaming us. They blaming rap artists. They blaming a form of entertainment. But it's, I can understand even if they was doing that, but then it's uneven. When it's getting white people rich, it's okay. It's no problem.
Yeah.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he the fucking governor. How many people he done murdered in his movies?
Well, they did, you know, what's the guy, the crazy rocker, Marilyn Manson or whatever? They used to talk about him, though, how he used to influence kids or whatnot.
You know, and you know,
but,
and
you know
why?
He wasn't as heavy as, you know, as it is like a rap artist. You know, it'll
right.
flare up for a little while and then it disappear
right.
after a week or two. But, I mean,
right.
you know, it's a couple of them that they did relate to violence or whatever, like Eminem and Marilyn Manson or whatnot. So.
Right. Right. But I'm saying, first of all, well, you can't throw Eminem in there because Eminem is a rap artist, so he falls up under my
structure.
So Marilyn Manson. That's like your one, that's like the one, and only reason why is because he was kind of on some devil worship, they thought shit, so that had brung the religious nutcakes out. You feel what I'm saying? More than anything.
Yeah.
That was a religious-based thing right there. You understand what I'm saying? More so than
just
saying
Eminem, because he white, though. I mean, he white,
but,
so I guess why I was saying him, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a rapper, too, so I guess he can go in both categories, really.
Right. But that's all I'm saying, man. You feel what I'm saying? And I just... After the little young dude, I've been wanting to talk about this, but after the little young rapper up here, Young Hot, got killed, you feel what I'm saying? They made a big deal about it. Now, let me tell everybody, you know, the whole story. The little dude had a motherfucking crime scene, his CD cover for the actual video that he was shooting 48, his motherfucking CD cover was like a crime scene. You feel me? It had crime scene tape. You know what I'm saying? It was like a roped off crime scene. That was the cover. But that was him. That's what he was doing. He was on some thug shit. He got killed behind that thug shit. If he'd have been anybody else, if he'd have been just any other person, they wouldn't have brought up what the fuck he did. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They wouldn't have said, local motherfucker that worked at Mickey D's got killed and didn't want to go on a motherfucking rant and ask McDonald's. You feel what I'm saying? No. But because he was a rapper.
And they blamed it on the CD, the mixtape.
Oh. Right. Right.
Oh,
because
oh,
he was a rapper, it was rap
thousand.
Fault. It was rap fault. It had something to do with hip-hop. You feel me? Fuck out of here.
Hey, I tell y'all what, though.
Fuck out of here.
I tell y'all what, tomorrow, early, by massive motherfucking Monday, we going to do a song about this whole topic. I already know bro got one kind of goddamn sort of let me tell you why I'm mad and all this shit right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, but...
But we going to really motherfucking put you up on some motherfucking guys.
Right. With that being said, I don't know. I got to go into some music, and I'm going into some shit talking about, you know... You matter of fact, I got the perfect song for this
Woo!
Right about now. Let me go ahead and play this.
Woo!
Affiliated Hustlers. Y'all stay on the line, baby. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. Y'all listen to the song. If you've been listening to my show the whole time, don't hang the fuck up now. You need to hear this fucking song. Affiliated Hustlers featuring Tyesha Brown. Steel Pope.
Man.
Yeah. We're gonna dedicate this one. Affiliated. To all the folks that's doing good. And as a result, they doing bad. Up in the hood, they wish about the things that they had.
Yeah, well, same game. In my hood, the same bang. Niggas let they change ways, gotta let they nuts hang. Finish hopping 24. If everybody moving the boat, if everybody smoking dope, why the hell we still boat? Yeah, well, same game. In my hood, the same bang. Niggas let they change ways, gotta let they nuts hang. Finish hopping 24. If everybody moving the boat, if everybody smoking dope, why the hell we still boat?
Niggas back up on that shit again. How the hell we supposed to win? Why we let them treat us like we second class citizens? Better yet, why we fight each other like we hate ourselves? Athletes and entertainers, white and white girls and girls. Instead of selling crack to us, won't you sell crystal meth? Why we buy supplies for our hair off of Korean show? Why you hide to buy them rims? Cause your favorite rapper got them? Like a cheek we can't pay a rent for Roger Applebaum. Everybody won the ball, pimp. I love to do it too. But even if you can't, you're still a man. Don't let it get to you. You a hustler, shawty. If you're working up, you're selling yay. Long as you're eating and you're free. Jesus, we stay paid.
Yeah, well, same thing. In my hood, the same bang. Niggas that they change ways, gotta let their nuts hang. Finish hopping 24. If everybody moving the dope, if everybody smoking dope, why the hell we still post? Yeah, well, same gang. In my hood, the same man. Niggas that they change ways, gotta let their nuts hang. Finish hopping 24. If everybody moving the dope, if everybody smoking dope, why the hell we still post?
I keep a scrap real close, cause shadows down move slow. Jay still watch cars and toss outside of the look. So the hood still move blow. Why the project they had to go? Leave it to the white folks, the blacks had time to grow. Big wheels on everything, from Cadillacs to Chevy frame. Your mouth full of gold teeth, down to the black of train. That's a damn shame, man, for five to with the prison chain. Everybody the hood, nigga, want a little hood fame. Listen to the gangster music, now you want a game train. You're dropping out of school, that don't really
different mind frame. Yeah, well, same thing. In my hood, the same thing. Niggas let they change ways, gotta let they nut hang. Spend the top of 24. If everybody truly blow, if everybody more control, why the hell we still pose? Yeah, well, same thing. In my hood, the same man. Niggas let they change ways, gotta let they nut hang. Spend the top of 24. If everybody move the blow, everybody smoking dope, why the hell we're still poor? D-Boy gon' run that trap, affiliate hustle gon' run this rap. Why all the other niggas do is talk about the trap? Why all the other niggas do is talk about the strap? Yeah, we all out to get dope, get that cash. But I'm tryna get mine, tryna make it last. The only way I know how to make it last is stack a little paper, then give some back. The hood ain't the hood without me and my folks. And the way things look, we ain't got no hope. So why you blowin' on your ride on 24? The least you can do is get back a little dope. It used to be a time we all used to be folks, and I seen black folks don't care no more. Babies have a baby, and it ain't no joke, cause the men of the house, they ain't there no more. What happened to the pride? What happened to the lure? All up in the club, wanna push it sure. Can't speak to a cat, cause it gotta mean more. Say, what you mad for? What you need a little more? Now I'm on a mission, trying to make a little change. But everybody tripping, I don't seem strange. Gotta talk about the game, just to make it in the same. Yeah, let you get tired of the same whole thing.
Never gonna get played on radio ever. Why? Cause you fucking ignorant niggas don't want to hear the real message.
Hey, let me. I just gotta say something, man. Like,
that's why. What song Gucci got that's better? Suck a dick, bitch.
When we did that record, man. That shit brought back like. Stupid,
what song he got?
Stupid flashback of Steel Pulse.
Whatever, nigga.
That's how a nigga.
Whatever, nigga. Whatever, nigga. Man, let me go to the phone line.
Shit.
850. Shay Shay, what's happening?
Hello?
What's going on, babe?
Hey.
What's popping with you?
Oh, ain't nothing.
One time for the officer checking in.
Shay, what's happening, baby? What's happening?
So you've been listening, right? Hey,
what's happening?
You been listening?
How you doing? Yes, I've been listening.
Okay.
And I had a call to chime in.
Go ahead.
And catch my breath. Yeah, it's all on the parents. I mean, parents really have to take more responsibility for what their children are seeing and hearing and doing, and they can't expect other people, entertainers or whatever, to raise their kids for them. I mean, you know, you train a child up in the way they're supposed to go, you know. That's what it's all about. And that way, even if they stray, they're going to come back home because they've been taught right.
Exactly.
And if and when they stray,
it's still your job as a parent, you still try to tell them even when they're wrong, even when they stray. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm just feeling like a lot of these people are trying to blame rap, you know what I'm saying, the hip hop culture into a lot of it. They try to bring it all into a lot of negative shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I got a problem with a lot of these rich in you know, really, really, really got a problem with a lot of the rich elder black people that really just be mashing hip hop. And I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, listen to me. I understand if you don't like the fact that rappers use the word nigga, they use the word bitch and hoe. You feel me? They talk about a lot of nigga shit. They talk about guns. Hold on. First of all, this is stuff that they seeing and hearing in the real world. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't like rap is the only place, you know what I'm saying, that they hear the shit. That's the killer part about it. You feel me? You would think that the only place you can hear a black man use the word nigga is fucking in a rap song. The only place you hear a woman referred to as a bitch and a hoe is in rap music. The only place you see a motherfucking chick with some goddamn two little clothes on shaking her ass is in a rap video. You feel what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck was they for the... Well, in a fucking movie, in a Britney Spears video, in a Lady Gaga video. You a fuck? But you don't hear that shit. You don't hear that fucking criticism. Bet that bitch had Lady Gaga and Christina Aguilera and all the motherfuckers on their shows.
You
what
know,
you talking
I was
about?
Just watching a show the hey? Other day, and they had these little 6-7-year-old girls dancing to, oh my goodness, I can't even think what it was, the name of the song they danced to. But my point was, they had on these little bikinis and little naked clothes or whatever, something that like a grown woman should wear. Okay, what parent did not think, hello, this is not a good thing for our 7-year-old girls to be dressed like this, imitating the video?
Right. Because the video ain't geared for their 7-year-old asses.
Exactly. They shouldn't even been watching it.
Do you think, let me ask y'all this, ladies. Everybody, all the ladies. I've been getting a lot of guys on this subject, and I think that y'all thought I was going to be talking about just the music hip-hop. But if you really read the Facebook post that I said, I made a point to bring up the fact that the women, that wear the video hoes, they like to call them or whatever. You understand? You know, wearing all the skimpy clothes and all this stuff in the rap videos. That's a very valid point to the women. You understand what I'm saying? Women, wake up! I see a lot of y'all on my lines and y'all not raising your hand. This discussion is not just for the fellas. This ain't even about hip-hop and rap. They just took it there. You understand? This discussion is about the culture as a whole. Ladies, I'm talking about y'all, even with y'all and the female aspect of it, which comes to, you know, women wearing tight clothes and shaking their ass and all that at the club, you understand, which for the life of me, I don't understand why anybody, any black woman, has a problem with that, being as though every time I go to the club, they all dropping it like it's hot. You understand what I'm saying? They all got on stretch jeans, tight ass jeans. I mean, for real? Y'all mad? Y'all saying all rappers do is the pit? Wait a minute, don't you go to the club and don't you goddamn drop it like it's hot when your song come on, baby? I know you got a job and all that.
Shake it, girl. Show me what you want.
But I'm just saying, though, lady.
As an adult woman, the way you carry yourself and the way you bring yourself is the way people are going to react to you.
But do you think, Shay, do you think that rap and hip-hop videos are influencing young girls to do that? How can you say that?
Like I said, because it's still what they're seeing in the movies, what they're seeing. You go to the mall, people are
right.
Just all kind of ways. I mean,
when you go to the high school dance. When you go to the dances, when you go to
that's
the little mini clubs.
When you go to
yeah.
High school. I mean, we couldn't
right.
Even wear some of the stuff that they wearing.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, all these, but you know, hell no, because they goddamn had a motherfucking fit with who was it, Nelly? When he slid the credit card through the girl ass?
Yeah.
You had the motherfucking girls that spelled me, nigga, wanting to protest Nelly, would protest Apple Bottom, and I, bitch, fucking kill yourself. I don't see you motherfuckers protesting Victoria's Secret. You ever seen a fucking Victoria's Secret catalog? Fuck are you talking about?
It's Playboy glorified, basically.
I mean, for real, man. Let's keep this shit 100. This is K100. All right? You understand what I'm saying? If a rap video make your 16-year-old girl fuck her boyfriend and get pregnant, if it make her want to wear tight clothes and shake her ass, if the rap video made her do that for real,
you a felon as a
parent. She ain't got no job. Where'd she get the clothes from? She borrowed her homegirl clothes? Well, how did she get to the club? Where was you at? Why was she even at the club at 16?
Who bought the clothes?
That's the lack of parenting what made her do that. It ain't have nothing to do with the video.
I don't know. I think it's just me, Shay. I got some women. Now I got women. Now I got
hold
women
on,
chiming
hold on,
in.
Hold on.
Oh, now the women want to chime in. I knew that would get them.
Ladies,
I knew that would get them.
Ladies.
Yeah, I knew that would get them.
Hey, these women got to stop trying to be their daughter, best friend, and their sister.
Right.
And start being their goddamn mama.
Period, point blank. Say it again, period.
Women, you have to stop trying to be your daughter, best friend, or her sister. And start being a fucking mama.
That means you can't wear the low hip hugger, bitch. You can't wear the goddamn shit when you bend over your thong showing.
I know, because I got a son for y'all.
You can't do it. You got a daughter. She don't think she can do it. That's your daughter.
Yeah, I just went through it with my daughter and her mother.
Hello?
One parent, yay.
And one thing about it, I don't mind if that's what you do. But goddamn it, keep motherfucking rap videos out your motherfucking mouth.
Yeah. Don't disrespect the crowd.
Keep us out your fucking mouth. Do your fucking job. All right, Shay, we're going to the next caller. I got another officer on the line.
Keisha
F., what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening? What's time for the officer checking in? Yo, Keith, what's happening? All right, give it to us. Give it to us. Give it to us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been listening. And I wanted to say I was watching that same video that Shay was talking about just now with the little girls dancing to put a ring on it or whatever, 7 years old. I just had a conversation yesterday about this stuff. I mean, for one, the little girls were great dancers. Why on earth would somebody give them this song and those outfits to dance to? I mean, that's what I had a problem with. Why not show off their talent in a different manner? Why not show off their 7-year-old talent fully dressed, for one, into a song that's more age-appropriate? So, I mean, I agree with Shay when she says who decided that these 7-year-olds were old enough to even see that stuff. That's just ridiculous.
Right. Something just dawned on me, nigga. I just had a motherfucking epiphany. You understand what I'm saying? I had a motherfucking epiphany. Do you realize with the whole shit with the 7-year-old girls dancing off the... Nigga, have you seen the Chipmunks Part 2?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, where the fuck are the protesters for the goddamn little chipmunks shaking their ass singing the Beyonce song? Kill your fucking self. Yeah.
All right,
anyway, continue, please. Continue, please.
Okay. And I was going to say, I mean, it is all about your parenting. It's about how you were raised. But you have to remember that no matter how kids were raised, how well they were raised, everybody's going to do something out of character in their lives. I mean, I've even done things that my mother would not approve of. And if she would find out about it, I would get to this day my ass stumped. You know what I'm saying?
Woo.
So it's just a matter of your parenting and how well that you stay on your kids. I mean, blaming rap is just a cop-out. It's seriously a cop-out. I say seriously a whole lot. But, I mean, it's a cop-out for one, and that just means that you're not going to take responsibility for your lack of doing a good job raising your children.
Exactly.
Don't go into what 6, 7, 8. I see you. Go ahead, Keisha.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Keisha.
Oh, but, I mean, that's all I really wanted to say. I mean, blaming rap music, blaming videos, blaming movies, blaming Marilyn Manson or whoever you want to blame. I mean, everybody talked about Kurt Cobain when he killed himself. When all these little white kids started running around shooting one another, who did they blame then? It doesn't make any sense to blame entertainment for the reaction to your kids or for what your kids are doing. That's ridiculous.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I'm not saying, once again, while Keisha's on the line, I'm not saying that everything in rap is all positive, and you know, hey, listen. You understand what I'm saying? I understand that it's a lot of negativity shown in rap, and actuality, all rap ain't negative, but we got other entities that's controlling which kind of rap get to the mainstream, so we ain't even going to talk about that, because that's a whole nother show. You understand what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is I really, really, really take it personal, and I really get pissed when I see the media, CNN, Oprah, all these other people, all these influential people bashing hip-hop and talking about how negative it is and all this other kind of shit. You feel what I'm saying? But not only doing that and trying to equate that to the problems of the urban community, which, nigga, that shit was dead before rap came, but then you fucking hypocritical son of a bitches don't even bring up the other side when other people do it. You only focus on rap. You feel what I'm saying? You sit here and talk about Nelly sliding a car through a motherfucking ass, but don't open your fucking mouth about the chipmunk shaking her ass all grown on the fucking stage and moving as geared to fucking children with a PG rating. Nobody said nothing. Where was you at, Oprah? Oprah! Bitch!
Oh, my goodness.
Where was you at? You slipping, Oprah. You slipping, Oprah.
She getting old.
She's slipping. Gail must not be eating her pussy no more. I don't know.
Oh,
whatever.
My God.
What, bitch? I said it.
Hey, that nigga said what everybody been thinking.
What
everybody been saying.
What? They already had a little spat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Grow some nuts, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right. All right. Thank you, Keisha. 678. Holla at me. 678, holla at me.
What up, dog?
What up? Who this?
This your boy Gans. I'm checking in on the K100, keeping it real, nigga. Hey, man, I just want to call and support you, homeboy. Because, you know, you saying that real shit, my nigga, and I just want to support you, like I said, because, you know, hip-hop getting a bad motherfucking rap. But when these girls out here getting pregnant and shit, they ain't listening to no motherfucking hip-hop, nigga. They listen to that R&B shit, getting pregnant and shit like that. Then they want to blame it on the rappers and shit. You know, we just spitting game to these motherfuckers to let them know what not to do. But once they up in there cutting and fucking and shit, nigga, they listen to R&B. But they don't say nothing about that shit.
Right.
Let's go half on a baby or some shit like that. They ain't coming out no motherfucking rapper's mouth.
Right. I don't even want to, you know what, again? I don't even want to jump on the R&B niggas. You feel what I'm saying? Because we all in the same boat. Niggas come to this shit. You feel what I'm saying? It's basically another artist or another entertainer getting blamed for the fucking faults of somebody else. For somebody else's lack of parenting skills. I don't even want to jump down their throat. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't make music
for the 18-year-old.
Right. They make music for the motherfucking grown folks. Now, if your goddamn child out here doing grown-up shit, once again, where the fuck was you at?
Hey, baby, let's go.
Where the fuck was you at? You understand what
I'm saying?
That's
right, though.
I don't even want to jump on these niggas, though, for real. Because I fuck with the R&B niggas, you know what I'm saying? I understand your point, though. But even though you're right, we are getting mashed as rappers for the shit that the R&B niggas be making these girls do. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because niggas ain't making no R&B show. It goes down.
The nigga Trey Songz. Anybody that got them open their fucking mouth about rap and STD and pregnancy and don't mention Trey Songz, bitch, kill yourself.
That's what I'm talking about.
What is this nigga telling that pussy up? Hey, stop.
That's what I got.
Oh, did he?
No doubt. But I'm rolling with you. We gonna respect all the artists and shit, man. But you know. The people that's fucking with the rappers about this bullshit, nigga, they gonna have to do it. Do what? They gonna have to kill themselves, my nigga.
Right. Yeah.
Kurt Cobain, nigga.
Hey, did you catch what I just did? I just said, oh, Trey Songz made him give up the pussy. No, he didn't. I was just fucking. I just want to see if y'all was paying attention out there in La La Land. Trey Songz didn't make him do shit. That bitch wanted to fuck. She just wanted to fuck. She just wanted to fuck listen to Trey Songz. That's all she wanted. That's it. That's all she wanted.
That's it, nigga.
Right.
Word up. Hey, man, keep on doing your motherfucking thing, my nigga. I got your back like a prostrap, though, homie.
All right,
hold it down,
you.
Man. K100, nigga.
Yeah,
all right.
All right,
man. That nigga done said something that made me think.
What?
Baby, I know you listen. Let's go half on the baby. Hey, let's go half on the baby.
They got them half on the baby. Well, I wanna
baby, I know you listen. Let's go half on the baby.
I wonder how many people got pregnant fucking up.
I don't know, but I'm finna try. Hey, baby, I know you listen. Call me right now. P-Rex.
Now, listen, everybody. You know what y'all to miss sure what we saying. We understand that you got music that you gonna fuck to. You understand what I'm saying? We know that music out there. We from the R. Kelly generation. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Hey, that 12 Play City, R. Kelly, appreciate
Woo!
You. Got me a lot of pussy, R. Kelly.
It's
but I was fucking because they wanted to fuck, and we just fucked to your music, not because of your music, R. Kelly.
Hey, I ain't gonna
everybody that I mashed in high school, appreciate you. And I thank R. Kelly for that bucket 12 Play City.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, but one star used to always get their ass if they win.
Which one?
It seems like you're ready.
Ow! 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 I need that shit! I need that shit!
Hey!
Seems like you're ready!
Hey, you gotta go get them to the house! Hey, you get them to the house watching movie or eat.
They was already ready, though!
If this
was
already
ready!
They
was already ready.
The move set.
They was already ready.
Tuesday.
We're not blaming you, R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly, we're not Kelly. Kels. We're not blaming you.
Yeah. Get on the remix of Slurping Burp, nigga. We got it.
I'm just saying, though.
Ain't nothing wrong, baby.
Oh, man. I only spent. I got some more calls on the. Hey, everybody was just. Checking on my line filling up. Y'all got to hit the number one if you want to holler at me.
Just go ahead,
347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you want to holler at me real quick.
Please.
If you was already on the line, hit it again if you want to add something else to what you was just talking about. All right? But for real, though, man, I'm really just
kind of sick of the shit. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm glad you don't calm down a little bit. That Corona you drinking on might have cooled it out a little bit.
I'm just sick of that, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, say what you want to say. I may be taking the shit personal because I rap and shit, but what the fuck ever. You understand what I'm saying? That shit ain't really got nothing to do with the simple, plain fact of the matter. All right? The simple, plain fact of the fucking matter is rap is a form of entertainment. If that shit is governing the actions of your children, you are failing as a parent.
Say that again.
If that shit is governing the actions of your children.
That's the key. That's the fucking key.
Right. That's what we're talking about tonight.
Children.
We ain't trying to get all into what rap is stupid and whatever, what region make the dumb music and who fault it is. Nigga, listen. At the end of the day, the motherfucking Jews own Radio 1. So what? Call and talk to them, nigga. They decide what the fuck get played. Niggas don't even decide which motherfucking song can be dropped. It's a bunch of fucking rich Jews sitting around some fucking well.
Hello,
that's the travesty of the whole shit. That's the travesty of the whole shit. I got another one of my officers on the line. Key, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on? Glad you could check in. Sound like you a little bit tired.
Yeah, sound I like just got done eating.
Okay.
Oh, you pigging out of shit now.
Oh, I love to eat now. Don't play.
All right. So go ahead. Go ahead and give us what you know. I'm pretty sure you've been listening for a while. So go ahead and give it to us. What you think? What we talking about? What's your opinion?
I mean, I totally agree that it's on the parents because, I mean, my daughter, my 14-year-old, she listens to all types of music from, like, she listens to rock. She listens to everything. And you know, like you said, as long as you teach your kids and raise your kids up, they know the difference between right and wrong. And, you know, sometimes with us as black parents, we do tend to just put the kids in front of the TV. Not only us, but I'm speaking because I'm black. But we'll put the kids in front of the TV. You let your TV raise the kids. You let the radio raise your kids. And you're surprised when they grow up and start doing all this stuff that don't really make sense. And then, like you said, they have to find somebody to blame. So let's blame the videos. Let's blame this and that. But no one wants to accept responsibility for their actions or lack of actions.
Right. That's all we're trying to get everybody. We're not trying to say rap is like goddamn gospel music. You know what I'm saying? We ain't saying rap is, you know, I mean, listen, man, we're not trying to compare apples and oranges. All we're trying to say is, you need to lay this blame where it is. Even if you want to put us out of 100%, if you want to say rap is about 5% of a reason, fine. I take that. Give it to me. Give me the 5%. But the rest of that 95, it's on your ass. Period. Mom and daddy. And if the mom and daddy ain't around already, you already, the whole shit is just fucked up. Already from the top. Ain't got nothing to do with rap. That child is in an unstable household. He going to have some issues. He living in poverty. Three, mama got four baby daddies and four goddamn kids. Yeah, all that shit. Daddy got them left. Locked up in prison from dope. All that. Yeah, I guess that's rap fault too. No. Not. 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 Not, nigga. Fuck you, Oprah. That's my tagline for the night. You understand? How this bitch gonna have the motherfucking goddamn what's the fucking white motherfucker family on? They don't have Ice Cube on? The Olsons? Not the Olsons. What the fuck is their name, man? Somebody? P. Reds, the dude.
What dude?
Used to be a rocker back in the day. They had a show on MTV. What's his name?
What?
I don't know. All right, Key.
All right,
appreciate it. What's the dude's name, man? The fucking, not man, what's the white boy name?
Shit.
They had a show on MTV.
What show?
The family, Osbournes.
Oh.
Osbournes. Who had a fucking Osbournes on and don't want to have rap artists on? What the fuck is wrong with Oprah, man? Let me tell you my beef with Oprah. Pay attention. This is why I never make Oprah. Of course, I don't give a shit. This is why I don't like Oprah. Everybody listening? So she's probably sitting around saying I'm hating on the rich bitch. I'm not. There's a lot of other rich people that I don't hate on. And I'm not even really hating on Oprah. It's just my fucking asshole talking, a.k.a. my opinion. All right? This is my problem with Oprah. Let me tell you my problem.
The peak part is
Yeah. Let me tell you my problem with Oprah. See, Oprah liked to get on her motherfucking high horse. She jumped on the motherfucking high horse and said all these negative things about rap, how negative it is, how much she don't like the fact that they use the word nigga, bitch, hoe, and all this other motherfucking shit. And listen, Oprah. Oprah! I'm not mad at you about that, Oprah. You don't want to be called a bitch. You don't want black people to use the word nigga. You don't want a bunch of girls shaking their ass on the video, Oprah. Oprah! I understand you, baby. I dig that about you. That's no problem. Now let me tell you why. I'm finna mash you, bitch. This is why. This bitch is worth billions with a B. Okay? So let's break this whole shit down. Now I'm gonna give you motherfuckers some game and understand what kind of intelligent motherfucker you dealing with up here. Just because I like to talk a lot of shit and cuss and all that right there, don't ever mistake that shit for me being unintelligent. I just don't give a fuck. Having a bad attitude and blessed with intelligence, what can I do? It is what it is. All right? I got a fucked up attitude, but I'm far from stupid. I'm the polar opposite. This is my problem with Oprah, okay? Oprah sat up here and openly criticized rap so heavily and had a campaign literally going against rap. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of influential hip-hop artists she won't allow on her show, like Ice Cube, who even past gangster rap has started a successful film company named Cube Vision, and not because he said something about her in one of his songs back in the NWA days, the bitch acting fly. Whatever. Okay. Anyway, but it's not even the point. The point is that she's bashed hip-hop continually. She's on record of it. Now, this is my problem, Oprah. You're a billionaire with a B. You know you work in media, Oprah. You know who really control the radio stations, who really run Clear Channel and Radio 1. Google those names, all you fuckers that don't know what they are. They're monopolies. They're conglomerates, okay? They run radio, FM radio. You understand what I'm saying? They control what get on the airwaves. If Radio 1 and Clear Channel don't want it owned, it won't be owned. They're a bunch of rich fucking Jews sitting around somewhere making these decisions. Here's my problem with Oprah. Oprah, you do understand, and Oprah knows this, y'all. Oprah not stupid, she know. Hip-hop is the number one selling genre among young black people. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody knows this. It's not even close race, and it's probably among young white people, and maybe Latinos. But the point is, Oprah, instead of you bashing hip-hop, something that actually is getting a bad rep because you got certain people in certain areas that's only letting one arm of the music come out. All the positive hip-hop, all the positive artists never get played and never get shined because, once again, you got people who don't give a fuck about our race as a whole, who don't give a fuck about the diversity in the music. They just want to goddamn do what sells, and all these ignorant niggas out here clamming up all this goddamn shit. Instead of you goddamn sitting up bashing hip-hop, why don't you take a couple of those $1 billion that you done gave away in your fucking show to them rich fucking white suburban bitches? Why don't you take some of them fucking $1 billion you done sitting overseas to those fucking goddamn people in third world countries who don't fucking need it half of the time? Why don't you take some of that fucking money, Oprah? Start your own Clear Channel and Radio 1, and you can control what kind of hip-hop come out, Oprah. Why don't you be a fucking solution to the problem, bitch? Instead of fucking goddamn keep goddamn putting on the negative shit about the shit. Because we all know we're not getting a fair shake. Why don't you and Bill Cosby put your motherfucking money together and buy Radio 1? How about you do that, Oprah? And then that way, you can tell the fucking program directors, listen, we're going to break this shit down. We're going to have some of this gangster shit and some of this goddamn Lupe shit. We're going to have some of this Common and we're going to have some of this Gucci. But we ain't going to have all Gucci. We ain't gonna have all ignorant niggas. I got love for you, Gucci. I want to do a song with you, homie, for real. I think that shit'll be hot. Yeah, it's that serious, though. See, that's my problem with the bitch. She always got some motherfucking negative to say when she got the power to change it, but the bitch won't do it. Instead, she'd rather kill a motherfucking culture that's created more black millionaires in the past 20 years than any fucking thing else, bitch. That's my beef with Oprah. Now y'all happy? Now y'all know. The advocate, Blizzum, shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay. Once again, let's go. All I need is one mic. Hey, Jason Static and the little homie Class City on the track.
the rappers I'm a pain without the T or the auto-tune. I'm hot just the same, I flame track. These lame cats ain't really MCs. I'm a hundred in the shade and I ain't feeling they breathe. From the hood, Glenwood, full of cocaine dreams. A different day, the same drama, don't change things. Yeah, small town raised for big city living. So you know I keep a big pistol in case they don't listen. Paycheck slipping, keep a toe in the game. So if they get the pink slipping, I'll be dipping the same. I'm a hustler, the truth moves smooth through my jugular. I despise fake goon, lies I won't with y'all. The streets say, split them, you the illest, why you wait on? The industry that got a death sentence with them same songs. But I'm back, back. Yeah, hip hop advocate. Not your everyday, but yeah, I'm still smashing it. From the south, but the flow's so elaborate. Haters wanna block my shine, I'm not having it. Go, 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 that's right, I'm going straight. Go, 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 that's right, I'm still the best. Go, 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 that's what I'm still with. Go, 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 I'm talking out of living. Are you rapping pistol action? You ain't ready for that. Cause if you pop up, your bodyguard screaming, you should get back. I'm here to restore the feelings. Garbage got me numb, so much trapping and snapping like Novocaine's up in their thumbs. Some say I'm dumb, cause I ain't gonna change with the time. But when the hood stop being slum, I'll change my rhyme. The game's quiz trying to break away from the crowd. I saw in game of competition, interrupt their style. Jump up screaming wild like I should be paid. And then slam the mic down and straight wobble off stage. I should write a novel off the stage, cause Lord knows I can kill you with a pen in one phrase. And nowadays, I'd rather just shit with me and shorty. So I stay up in the trap all night with the boys. And you can call it soul food, but I call it soul food. The evolution of self, like I'm supposed to. But I'm back, yeah, hip-hop's advocate. Not your everyday, but yeah, I'm still smashing it. Keep from the south, but the flow's so elaborate. Haters wanna block my shine, I'm not having it. Go, 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 that's right, I'm going check. Go, 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 that's right, I'm still the best. Go, 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 that's what I'm still with. Go, 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 I'm talking out of living. I switched up swag on them, Ziploc bag on them. Fresh pop tags on them, taking a chance. Your flow's foul, throw the flag on them. Cheeks throw the ass on them, cops put the task on them. I'm the man, chase the static mug, throw me that beef. Let it bump, sounding like some old SP-12. Not your everyday, but yeah, I'm still smashing it. Keep from the south, but the flow's so elaborate. Haters wanna block my shine, I'm not having it. Go, 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 that's right, I'm going check. Go, 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 that's right, I'm still the best. Go, 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 that's what I'm still with. Go, 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 I'm talking out of living.
I am the illest doing it. Yes, indeed, I am the illest doing it.
Boy, y'all niggas missed them balls. Them balls are stupid, nigga.
Nah. Nah, they don't want to hear that.
Them balls are stupid,
nigga. They don't want to hear it. This is my fault.
See, listen, pay attention. Hey, play
that
again,
song
nigga.
Will never get played on Atlanta radio.
Man, play that again,
I don't give a fuck if I had a deal, nigga. They're not playing it. You understand what I'm saying?
Them balls is murder.
They're not playing it. They're not playing that. They don't want to hear that. They want to get their Dougie fresh. What can I do? What can I say? What do you want me to do? Now, that's
play
the
it again.
That's the consumer problem.
Play it again. Play it again.
But what can we do?
Play it again.
We back, man. K100 Internet Radio, 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial in and holler at your boy. I've been on a little bit of a terror on a rampage tonight, I would say. You agree?
I do agree.
Yeah. I've been on a little bit of a rant. That's because tonight's subject is basically personal. You know what I'm saying? It's a touchy subject for me. I'm willing to debate. I think I scare everybody on this one. I don't think they're ready to spar with me, man. I don't think they're ready to spar with me. Everybody, I got a line full of people, but nobody's hitting the number one on their keypad. 347-934-0966. Internet listeners, y'all call in. Everybody that's on the phone lines, they like, ooh, he snapped on Oprah so bad, I don't even want to say shit. I did. I killed her. I said the open face. I get on Larry King and say that without the cussing and make it sound just as authentic, just as passionate, without one single cuss word. That's how strongly I feel about that. But since it's my show and I can say what the fuck I want to say, that's how I decided to say it. All right? I might have lost some fans because I know Oprah got a lot of fans.
Shit, Gene lost some motherfucking fans.
I might have lost some fans because Oprah got some fans. Maybe. I don't know.
This might come back to bite you. But as of now, play that again.
I've mashed Steve Harvey. I've mashed all kind of people on my show. So, I mean, I'm expecting beef. I'm coming into this thing swinging. I'm coming out swinging! K100! I'm the champ!
Hey, if you don't know nothing else about trailers, man, we real serious about this shit over here, man.
We serious about the music shit. So, man, anything that, when it comes down to talks about music or what have you, you understand what I'm saying? We're going to go hard. We're going to be passionate about it. We're not going to pull no punches. You understand what I'm saying? Back to the subject at hand. 15 minutes left in the show. 347-934-0966. Y'all hit the number one on your keypad if you're listening, if you want to holler at me.
Yeah, or if you want to hear that advocate again.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying?
Hit the number one and play that advocate again.
No, listen, man. Real talk. You know, this music thing, the people are blaming the music and blaming hip-hop for, you know, blaming the videos for the girls getting pregnant. You know what I'm saying? All this also has to do, I feel, with. This is another thing I brung up on one of somebody responded to when I put the posting up on Facebook about the show tonight. Somebody brung up, you know, one of the facts that about the saggy pants shit, and I kind of touched on that a little bit earlier about the whole thing with the sagging pants. A lot of you'll hear a lot of people say, "Oh, these niggas need to pull their pants up and blah 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 and all that right there." Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm telling you, ladies and everybody. Because it's mostly ladies that feel, and well, actually, the president. Yeah, him too. All right, listen. What I'm saying.
Sorry, Obama.
Yeah, I voted for you, but this is where we part ways. The whole thing with the sagging pants, I understand what you're saying, and I ain't talking about ridiculously sagging, you know what I'm saying, to the shit down to the back of the nigga knees and all this other shit, but just a little drooping their pants or whatever, you understand what I'm saying? It's more, this attack on it is more about attacking the swag, attacking the personification, you feel me, and attacking the style more so than it being a lewd act, you feel me? Everybody likes to try and say it's just all they pants and all this shit, but I don't hear none of you motherfuckers out there when these bitches in these goddamn two little pants. Don't call my show criticizing sagging pants if you ain't gonna talk about fat bitches and spandex. Equally gross, equally fucked up. Don't call my show. I'm mashing you.
Woo! Somebody need a hug.
I'm telling you. Don't do it to yourself, Shawty. I'm ready for war.
Somebody need a hug right now.
The sagging pants shit is an attack on anything that personifies rebellion, that personifies young black men dressed in a certain way that kind of sticks them in this stigma of them being drug dealers or them being lazy or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? The sagging pants thing, if you don't like it as a way that people dress, if you don't like it, I'm not saying that's your personal opinion. That's your asshole talking. I got no problem with you saying that. But when you got motherfuckers trying to make that shit illegal, you trying to give people fines and probation for that shit? Bitch, 1,000 times over until I run out of clips, motherfucker. Fuck that.
So, look, what about...
Listen, man. If you're not finna make bitches wearing tight clothes in public, wearing little mini skirts, illegal, you're not finna do it to niggas wearing saggy pants.
It's a black man thing.
That's all the fuck it is. Oh.
Oh, but you know what,
wait
though?
Wait a minute.
Hey, you know
Keith,
what, though?
Wait, Keith got something to say. Excuse me? Keith? Yes? Yeah? Go ahead.
I was just gonna tell P. Red he need to go fix you a real strong drink and put some sedative in it.
No, I'm just extra tonight. I'm extra tonight, but I'm extra because I'm
pants.
Extra. Go ahead.
The thing with the pants, I'm like, you know, that is a little extreme, and maybe they are just talking about those people
you know, I mean, when dudes running and they trying to hold their pants up while they run across the street, I mean, really? For real?
Keith, listen. I'm not even talking about the fact that you don't like it and people got a problem with it. They're trying to make it against the law, baby.
Yeah,
you understand? You feel
me?
They're trying to, this nigga down, this fucking faggot ass congressman, and he is a black man, a fucking nigga. I ain't got no words for this faggot. You understand what I'm saying? This motherfucker trying to make it against the law, which means, first of all, let's just give the police another fucking reason to harass young black men as if they already don't have enough. Just because they're young and black, that's enough right there. A group of y'all congregated, nigga. Yeah, the motherfucking Mexicans can sit over there at the motherfucking Home Depot all day, and everybody know they're illegal and break the law all day. But let five niggas in white tees get together, they must be up to something. As if we don't got enough motherfucking problems? You want to give these motherfucking crackers the authority to goddamn fuck with niggas because their pants sagging? I'm not out of clips in this motherfucker. I got a million of them. Fuck you talking about? I ain't bullshitting. That shit is more... than what people trying to make it seem like. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't fucking stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. You motherfucking punk-ass niggas and you old people and you crackers not finna convince me of nothing else, but that's the way that you want to goddamn have a problem with niggas on top of that shit. You want to make it illegal, but you want to say nothing about when these motherfucking bitches wear Daisy Dukes.
You don't
want to
say nothing about goddamn when a nigga...
Fuck you!
How
about that?
When a nigga with the pants sagging, stop a motherfucker from breaking in your motherfucking house. How about that?
Right. Fuck you.
Oh, you know, shit like that.
Period. Fuck you. How about that?
Nigga with a pants like so you broke down
over
here
at K100. Fuck you.
Yeah.
On everything I love, nigga.
Damn, that's crazy.
Just breathe.
Yeah. No, I'm going up on this whole shit because the whole shit is tied into my main topic. The whole shit, people. When you listen to this show, you gotta understand. You're not dealing with an imbecile over here. Just because I use a lot of profanity and some gunshot sound effects,
bitch, hoe, fuck you, your mouth.
That don't mean I'm stupid. You can't pull the wool over my eyes. It's one thing to criticize the way that person dressed. It's one way to not like it. But when you got a fucking congressman actively trying to push something through the legislature to make it a fucking crime. But you get out here and you march for the fucking Mexicans to break the law every day. Suck my dick. That's what I'm saying. All right, Keith.
I'm a passenger.
All right.
I'm a passenger in this.
Don't get it fucked up, dude. Do you ever underestimate my goddamn intelligence or my gangster? If you ever listen to this fucking show. You understand what I'm saying? You're not finna sit here and go on a motherfucking crusade for them goddamn Mexicans mad about the motherfucking police being able to harass them when they openly breaking the law already that's already in place. And say you want to make a new law harassing niggas about their goddamn pants. Son of bitches. We going to do this shit all night. All night, nigga. All night.
Yeah, nigga. You can call us Fireball. We still on it.
We going to do this all night until you motherfuckers get my point. This shit is bigger than rap. Every time you jump on a bandwagon with the baggies, with the saggy pants shit. Every time you jump on a bandwagon criticizing rap and everything, I want you to think. Use your fucking brain. Stop being narrow-minded. And look at the big, deep picture behind everything. It's not just what's in the front of your face. You might not like being called bitch or hoe. You might not like black people saying nigga. You might not like your little brother wearing his pants low. But it's all tied together, man. It's all tied together at the end of the day. This shit is all tied together. This is an attack on us. And nigga, you is us.
As a whole, man.
You is us.
As a whole. Damn it, man.
Fuck, man. I don't know why y'all taking their side. Like I'm wrong. Fuck y'all talking about? Are y'all stupid? I'm not. I just cuss a lot, but I ain't stupid. Shay got something to say. Go ahead, Shay.
I just wanted to say... too much censorship is what's going on. That's what it all boils down to. You know, people being censored. I mean, you know, what happened to just, you know, your rights, supposedly, you know? Rights to freedom of peaceful assembly. That don't even apply to black people. I mean,
right.
For real. Because if too many of us, you know, are congregating in an area, like you said, we got to be up to something.
Right. Right. I understand. You get what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying. You know, it's censorship. And it's racially, and it's racial shit in the underlying crevices of the shit too. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's racial,
you know what I mean?
Censorship.
But nobody, but when people try and play me like I'm stupid, like I can't see what the fuck it's really about, I get a little perturbed. It's a big word. I get a little upset. You understand? I gotta let them know, Shay, who they dealing with over here. You understand what I'm saying? Let this be the episode of everybody here so you understand. You feel what I'm saying? Let this be the episode when you judge me and judge my show. Let this be the episode you play. You understand what I'm saying? Tell them episode 21 and you'll get what the host is all about. You understand what I'm saying? You'll get what the show is all about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm anti-censorship in any way, shape, or form. I ain't even mad at the motherfucking goddamn Ku Klux Klan and the Aryan Nation doing their thing. Bitch, do it in front of my house, you're going to goddamn duck bullets, bitch. Because I goddamn believe in my motherfucking Second Amendment right to bear arms just like them crackers. And I bust. You understand? That's what I'm talking about. That's what we about over here.
Hey.
And that ain't a sound effect, nigga. That's real talk. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about an attack on black people, but they're trying to mask it as a goddamn fashion statement or an attack on a certain thing, a certain act. You let the fucking Mexicans come over the goddamn flood the fucking border, motherfucker, break the law openly. But since it's benefiting a bunch of rich ass crackers with their fucking nannies and their fucking cheap labor, it ain't all right. They want goddamn, everybody want to get on the motherfucking Arizona, they want to attack. And goddamn it, make it seem like it's oh so wrong to profile him. Bitch, we've been getting profiled all this time. Where the fuck was y'all at? Who the fuck you playing with, man?
From the womb to the tomb, nigga. Quit playing.
The fuck you think you talking to? I love y'all Mexicans, but get on my level. I'm gone, Shay. Get on my fucking level, nigga. Talk that shit to me like I'm fucking stupid. Think you playing with, man? It's K100, man. Internet radio. 347-934-0966.
Y'all around with your dogs coming up to the last couple of minutes of the show.
Right.
You feel me?
You understand what I'm saying?
Y'all tune on in, man. Keep tuning in. You know, bro going real in, so I really ain't got to say nothing. It's Taylor's over here, you know. You know, if I speak as a whole, he speak as a whole. You know, hey, I ain't got to overtalk.
You understand? Listen, man, it's not about me. Being a rapper, can I feel this way? I feel this way about other attributes of society. You feel what I'm saying? But one thing I am, if I'm not anything else, I'm pro-black, and I don't make no apologies about that shit. You understand what I'm saying? I make no apologies and pull no punches about being a pro-black person. You understand what I'm saying? When I see some shit that's masked, that's some anti-black shit, but they're trying to mask it and say it's about rap, it's about pants.
What?
It's about Mexicans. No, nigga. No, I'm not letting it ride. You can't pull the wool over my eyes. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm trying to enlighten the rest of y'all black people out here. Of course, I'm coming about it in a very brash and direct way. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I want you to get my fucking point. I want you to understand what I'm saying. Don't let these motherfucking people out here bash hip-hop. You stand up for these young black artists out here trying to do something positive with their life. And yes, motherfucker, it's positive. Even if they use the word bitch and hoe and nigga, they still ain't got them hurting nobody. It's still a service. They still just selling a product like the rest of these motherfuckers out here in this goddamn capitalistic fucking country. You sit there and get on these fucking white people's side and these fucking everybody else's side and bash hip-hop. Fuck is wrong with you, Oprah? Bitch, please. Fuck you playing with, man. That's my fucking point. And yeah, I said bitch. I meant to say it. I call him like I see him. All right?
We at, man.
K100 Internet Radio, man. Monday through Thursday. All right? 8 p.m. Y'all holler, man. All right?
Woo!
I'm your host, Blizzard. My host, co-host, P-Reg.
In the building.
You understand what I'm saying? Monday through Thursday, man. We'll be here tomorrow. I might make it a little more fun because some of you motherfuckers, this shit going over your head. I'm out.
They got it.